Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a vegetable story for you. And hopefully it will be one that you think is just peachy. See what I did there with it? It's because it's just. So today's story.
Did you say peachy? Because peaches. Yeah. When someone thinks of vegetables, they think of an apple.
Oh, that's a fruit.
Apples and broccoli.
Broccoli,
for
yeah.
For some reason, that's what they think of when they say.
When you think of a vegetable, you think of broccoli? Well,
no,
this.
Say vegetable.
A vegetable.
When you say vegetable, mm-hmm. what I think of mm-hmm. is like. I think of both of those things.
Broccoli?
Apples and broccoli.
Ah, yum. Well, this story is about a pea. In fact, it's called Little Pea. It was written by Amy Krauss Rosenthal. We love her. And illustrated by Jen Cordes. And we love her too. So let's dive into this story. Jump into the story. Which is also funny because in the cover of the book, we can see the pea is in fact jumping or diving. I don't know. Let's find out. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
Here we go. This is the story of Little Pea, Mama Pea, and Papa Pea. And we can see these three peas. Little Pea was a happy little guy. He liked to do a lot of things. He liked rolling down hills, for example, super fast. He liked hanging out with his pea pals. And there they are at the park, maybe playing hopscotch and swinging on the swings. He liked it when Papa Pea came home at the end of the day and Papa Pea would fling Little Pea off a spoon high into the air and Little Pea would scream, "Again! Again!" Oh, I see what's going on here. He is being flung. Yeah, it looks wonderful. At bedtime, Little Pea very much liked snuggling with Mama Pea's and hearing stories about what Mama Pea was like when she was a little pea. But there was one thing that Little Pea did not like. Candy. That's what you have to eat for dinner every night when you're a pea. Candy. Candy.
Candy.
I love candy.
Mondays is red candy. Tuesdays, orange candy. Wednesdays, yellow candy. Thursday, pink and purple polka dot candy. Friday, striped candy. Saturday, swirly candy. Sunday, rainbow candy. Little Pea hated all of it.
If you want to grow up and be a big, strong pea, you have to eat your candy,
Papa Pea would say. If you don't finish your candy, then you can't have dessert, Mama Pea would say.
How many pieces do I have to eat?
Eat 5 pieces and you can have dessert.
5 pieces?
He whined. 5 pieces,
they chimed.
1, yuck. 2, blech. 3, blech. 4, blech. 5 pieces of candy. Now can I have dessert?
Yes, now you can have dessert, said Mama Pea and Papa Pea. And Little Pea couldn't wait to see what it was.
Spinach!
Squealed Little Pea.
My favorite!
Now, I know someone else who likes spinach. Little Pea licked his dessert plate clean.
Yum, yum, extra. dragon.
And they lived happily ever after. Now that's funny, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because
spinach should be candy and candy should be spinach.
Do you think that it's easier to eat spinach or to eat candy?
Candy.
You do? You think it's easier to eat candy? Nonsense. Really?
Yeah, I love candy. Also, I can have candy right now.
Ew. But what about spinach? Oh, delicious. You could saute it in a little bit of butter and some garlic. And at the very end of the book, he says, "More spinach, please!" Mmm. Wouldn't you want to eat spinach?
Uh-huh.
How do you like it? How do you like your spinach?
I like it a lot.
But how do you like it?
Sauteed.
Sauteed with some garlic and butter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I guess you would be a very good pea then.
Uh-huh.
And that is, do you want to say it or don't you do?
The end. Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.